And we're back. It's a Taylor Report, CIUT. That's the Travelers. And, of course, it's part of our tribute to Simone Taylor, born Simone Cook. And she performed as Simone Johnson. And it's a group that really helped Canadians bind themselves with common story, common concerns, and their mission of singing for the people of Canada, and particularly support of labor, because they came out of a movement that advocated uniting, particularly for working people. And we'll be revisiting the subject often, because the cultural war, the songs, poems, stories, novels, plays that tell us who we are vital. And if there's one thing I think all Canadians understand, is that there's a great shadow of Hollywood and Broadway and the great American legend, which it's a legend. It's not that there is some, not there is content, but there's more legend than reality that impinges on us. And of the finding the voices of Canadian people and sharing them from one side of the country to the other. Most importantly, by the way, in that nation called Quebec, which is there because the empires collided in North America, the British and the French, and the after the Plains of Abraham, a settlement had to be made with the what was called New France. And frankly, the problem of attempting to settle it has come with the problem of trying to maintain hegemony over that entity. And so Canada's always itching and always scratching the subject, and never quite coming clean about what the issue is about. This is the Taylor Report at the CIUT 9.5 FM. We're so glad we could talk to David Jacobs about this urgent issue. If you didn't understand, or I should say to repeat it, of course, is that there was a tribunal established that was supposed to bring justice to, not just to Rwanda, but it was seen as an imperial project. And I would call it neo-colonial, because the language that they used had the patronizing idea that Africans knew nothing about, or not sufficient amount about, what a democracy is and what a proper judicial system is. It was built in to the concept of having the tribunal. And David mentioned that for one thing, the tribunal was established in Africa. And it was said at the time that it was going to be, they had to rationalize, why are we having a United Nations tribunal for a specific alleged crime, mass crime, a massacre of people based on ethnicity? Why are we, if it's United Nations has facilities in The Hague. That's where the principal court is, which is a separate body called the International Court of Justice, which, by the way, is a real and legitimate court, because it was not ad hoc. It was a part of the United Nations system following World War II, and the International Court of Justice is there to settle disputes between states. The International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda was called an ad hoc tribunal. And the reason it was done, or could be done, was because the Soviet Union, which was one of the creators of the United Nations, a member state, and had ceased to be, had made a result of political struggle in what is we now call Russia. It was called the Soviet Union, and they, when the Soviet Union as the principal state with whom the West had problems, ceased to be, the Americans declared, and if you don't know, you should go back and look at the, it was under Ronald Reagan, and then following Reagan, it was George Bush Sr. But George Bush Sr. said, there is now a new world order. And what he meant by that was that the United States was the great hegemon, and all the previous arrangements, national sovereign arrangements among states, were going to come under the jurisdiction, frankly, of the West. The West having defined, by the West, we mean the capitals of the old imperial powers, Paris, London, and the United States. And they would, since they embodied the highest form of law and civilization, politics, they would have a new world order. So in the struggle in Rwanda, by the way, there was also one in Yugoslavia, they began to break up states. They began to remove national leaders because, to put it simply, at a time when the Soviet Union existed, there was a middle ground for states that had won their independence but did not wish to be under the hegemony of any external power. They had thrived, Mr. Sukarno in Indonesia, Jomo Kenyatta, Kenya. There was Nyerere, Tanzania. These states, these people came under tremendous pressure. And they were told, as I said, a new world order. So when the events happened in Rwanda, they decided they would create this thing called the Ad Hoc Court. And it was, as Ramsey Clark called it, actually a victor's justice, a war by other means to consolidate the influence of primarily the United States. I don't think that element is spoken of often enough. To go back again, they said they were going to have the tribunal in Africa to basically as an educational experience for Africans. And I was in the courtroom, actually, when the president of the court was asked, well, why aren't they being tried at The Hague, which is an international institution that has all the facilities for trials like this? After all, the Yugoslavs were being tried, various Croatians, Serbs, others were being tried at The Hague. Why not try those accused by in Africa? And the answer was for social and cultural reasons. So they were telling you that Africa was actually somehow in the mind of the Western powers, somehow a colonial entity. It didn't make any sense. The money making the tribunal was not provided by Africans. And I'll tell you this is the Taylor Report, Phil Taylor speaking. The reason they did that was actually they wanted to assist the seizure of power by the Rwanda Patriotic Front. They wanted to help it. And the way they did it was, they said, well, we will be the ones who will ask for the arrest of people who are no longer within Rwanda, but we are accusing them of crimes. They did that because the African countries did not actually agree. Many of them did not agree at all with the West capitals, London, Paris, New York, as to who was guilty. And also they were not that charmed by the new government of the RPF, which they never embraced. They regarded it as a headache, actually. And so they were not going to turn over people accused. If they, for example, David Jacobs mentioned Mr. Tagarua was in Cameroon. Cameroon, had it been asked by Rwanda if they would turn over those prisoners, they would have said, show me the evidence that would just, we regard him as a refugee. Show us Cameroon, what you have, and we'll decide. And they never would have turned them over. But when the United Nations came and said, oh, we're the ones who are prosecuting, they'll get due process, then they say, okay, we'll cooperate with you, George Bush and gang. But they would not have cooperated with the Rwandan government. That's the ultimate trick that was played. And it was a neocolonial trick, and it was a disgrace. I believe we're close to that time when we have to say goodbye and tell you to get ready for 33, 45, 78, and we've got to thank Pedro because he's a brilliant fella. And we'll see you next week.